Prepare to dive into the forefront of healthcare innovation at our 14th annual meeting coming up on April 8th through 11th at the Hyatt Regency in Chicago, with thousands of industry leaders converging over four dynamic days of discussions on crucial topics from health IT to executive leadership. It's where the future of healthcare takes shape. We can't wait to connect with you in person and engage in these important conversations.
This is Laura Dierdo with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by John Henderson, Vice President and Chief Information and Digital Officer at Children's Hospital of Orange County. John, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thanks, Laura. Happy to be here. Glad to talk to you.
Absolutely. Now, you know, I'm really excited to get deeper into some of the different things that you're doing at the hospital. I know there's a lot happening in digital health right now, and in particular, looking at how you can drive efficiencies and continue to, grow the system. But before we dive into that conversation, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Sure. As you mentioned, I'm with Children's Hospital of Orange County. I've been here just over 7 years. Spent the majority of my career in pediatric healthcare IT, and as I've been out here in Southern California, we are a two-hospital pediatric health system. We have five centers of excellence focused in cardiology, cancer, orthopedics, the neurosciences, and also a research organization, 30-plus specialties, as well as 30-plus primary care.
Oh, that's amazing and really impressive, especially for a children's hospital to have such a breadth of specialists and in coverage area.
Yes, yes. We're big on population health. We have a large geography to cover, and we're really focused on trying to create the healthiest community for peds all across Orange County.
Fantastic. Well, with that in mind, I'm excited to learn more. And from your perspective and looking back over the last year or so, what is one change that you've made that has really yielded some great results?
Oh, wow. Great question. So what I would say is it's a combination of creating our digital team and the different results that we've been able to deliver. And so by digital team, I mean bringing in leadership that's solely focused on automation, but also with mobile apps and solutions to serve our organization. So we've created this team, and we've had a heavy emphasis on robotic process automation. We've been able to deploy over just over, I think, 10, 11 automations into production. And it's focused on a variety of different areas, some administrative areas, some clinical areas, focusing on how do we take manual tasks from operations and really put those into an automation capabilities so that they can be more effective and remove some of those mundane day-to-day process tasks that they've been focused on. So I'll say that's been what I'll say the biggest change we've made that's yielded some really, really strong results.
Absolutely. That's, fascinating and cool to hear that having that leadership, building out a team that is focused on automation and can really have a big impact on the system at large. Is there anything in particular that you've done in terms of being able to zero in on a project or something that has led to success or I guess, describe what happened and what you did?
Sure, sure. So there's been a couple of things we've done. One of the projects we worked on was for our electronic prescribed controlled substances. How do we provision our providers that come into the organization to gain access to those capabilities? So we built an automation that really provisions the providers and really gets them up and running much quicker than what we would historically have three different teams have a step in that process, and the length of time it would take could be anywhere from 3 business days to 10 business days. So that's really anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks to get that physician that access. Where now with the automation, we're able to turn that around within a couple of days consistently. Another project that we have was focused on how do we remove access for our patients who turn 18 from our patient portal. So because of regulatory guidelines, as soon as a patient turns 18, We have to be able to terminate access for parents because they're no longer a minor. So we've put in automation to automatically do that, and that's been one that saves us time, but also we're able to really monitor that and have a whole monitoring program that's solely focused on keeping us compliant with that particular regulation. There's been a number of other items where we've done some lead screening that our Population Health and Utilization Review Group, they have to perform quarterly lead screenings. Now it's monthly. And basically, they'd have to go out to a website, look up information, and then document that they've performed that lead screening. So we've taken that and deployed automation. So we have a bot that goes out and performs that entire function and provides the results to that team. So lots of different areas we're focused on, but those are just a few projects that we've been able to deploy and field in some pretty significant time savings each month.
That's fascinating to hear, and definitely makes a big difference on the time side in terms of, you know, having those administrative tasks automated so that the team can focus in on other areas where really their skills and in-person interaction is so vital. You know, in kind of given your focus, especially as you're talking through more population health and some other areas where really you can make a difference, what are some of the top trends that you're following in healthcare? What's top of mind for you?
So right now, the digital health is still one of the biggest trends, but we're really looking at the ambient technologies that can take natural language as part of a visit, and really looking at the solutions that can transcribe that into a good solid note and then be able to integrate that back into the EMR to really increase the efficiency of the physicians, reduce their cognitive burden, but also give them the ability to have a more engaging conversation with their patient. I'm looking at those types of technologies and those trends. AI is so prevalent with large language models, Gen AI, trying to understand what's happening there and how do we take advantage of those types of capabilities, but at the same time, making sure that we can do that safely. I think one of the other areas in trends really is focused on how do you really look at shifting your organization's talent profile to meet the coming needs of large language models and the type of talent you need to really take advantage of those capabilities. The digital programs and platforms that and so prevalent, looking for product managers, low-code developers. So you have the right mix of talent to really be able to drive forward the strategies that the organization is looking for to become more and more digital. Those are kind of the things that we're really following. And then, of course, consolidation. You know, particularly with a lot of the startups in a number of spaces, just trying to understand and see where we think there may be consolidation with some of these vendor platforms, particularly some of the early platform developers in the ambient technology space.
Fascinating. Yeah, I think it's especially as, you know, the very much the digital health industry continues to grow and change and really evolve, the ability to have those connections and then to understand, as you said, how companies are moving and what that means for organizations, you know, definitely important to stay top of mind there. I'm wondering, before we wrap up here, how are you thinking about growth and development over the next 12 to 24 months? What do you really see as being spaces where you can continue to build out and grow your accountabilities on the digital side as well as the hospital overall?
Wow. So right now, I think our growth is going to be in call center platforms. So we have a huge access and care redesign journey we're on. And so as part of that, part of it is how do we improve access to care in our specialty clinics? And so as we look at that particular program, we look at it from not only a technology, but a people and process aspect of it. So That journey will wrap up in the next 12 months. And if we are successful, and I believe we will be, that will increase our ambulatory specialty clinic volume significantly. It gives us more capability, more capacity to see more patients. And so with that, our new specialty clinic tower that's coming online in June of 2025, we really have to be in a position to offer more digital capabilities. So cloud-based call center platform with a lot of digital assistant, virtual assistant capabilities that allows us to handle more volume and not have to grow the staffing. Looking at implementing and enabling some Gen AI capabilities, particularly focused on how do you take a large language model that towards some of our key insights and information and leverage that to improve our access, improve our efficiency, and really be able to tie some of those capabilities into some of the digital capabilities with our call center, but also with our patient portal. We're building currently a mobile solution, we call it MyChalk, that really takes a lot of the wealth of information in a patient portal, but really building out abilities that are beyond what a traditional patient portal offers. So in addition to the ability to schedule your appointments, see your record, we're promoting and producing content that will be specific to the patient and what they are coming to see us for services, and how do we take that platform, leverage these large language models, really offer enhanced services that our patients and patient families really want. So growth in those areas, I see. I also see growth in data science. We have a data science team at CHOP that is doing several predictive models at the point of care that we integrate into the EMR, and looking to continue to grow that team and the services really take us to more advanced outcomes and really help with continuing to kind of support our care delivery process for our physicians, which we hope will also play a significant role in reducing some of the physician burnout that still continues to be a challenge, not only for us, but also across the country.
John, that's fascinating to hear. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. This has been a really great conversation. I've learned a lot, and certainly a lot to think about, you know, when we're looking to the future. I appreciate your time today and excited to have you speaking at our Health IT Digital Health and Revenue Cycle event this October. It'll be great to be able to continue these conversations and talk about many of these themes at that point as well.
All right, it's been great talking to you, and looking forward to Becker's in October.